We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're here with Elizabeth Carey with AAA Western and Central New York. Elizabeth, we're expecting a very busy summer travel here in New York State and across the country on the ground and through the air. What are we expecting from what you've been seeing?
We have seen summer travel increase for the past few years, and this year will be no exception. A lot of the schools in the Buffalo area are wrapping up today, and people are heading out immediately. We expect that to pick up right away and continue right through the 4th of July and right through Labor Day. So when you talk about Independence Day, AAA expects about 47 million Americans to travel 50 miles or more away from home just for the holiday. That's up 5% compared to last year, and it is the highest number since AAA started tracking travel for Independence Day 18 years ago. So right now, the economy is doing good. A lot of people are working. They have money to spend, and a lot of people want to make these family memories, and they're taking vacations.
Is 4th of July the busiest day when it comes to summer travel?
For summer travel, 4th of July would be a peak week. But then there are other people who say, you know what, it might be a little congested on the roads. We're going to take off later in July or maybe in August. So sometimes people will go down to North Carolina and they want to go to the Outer Banks, and it's a little bit cheaper towards the end of August. So a lot of times people from Western New York will do that too. But really, whatever suits you and your work schedule and the kids' schedule, we expect to see people traveling all summer long.
So what kind of tips are you giving to travelers, you know, when it comes to maybe planning out a trip and figuring out when's the best time to go during the day, or, you know, what day of the week maybe is the best time to go? How should they maybe be planning a trip so maybe they don't have to deal with as much, traffic and congestion?
Well, first off, if you are taking a road trip, the first thing you should do is check the car over before. So it really starts before you even hit the road to actually start the vacation. You want to make sure that the car has been checked over by a certified mechanic so that you can avoid any breakdowns on the road. If you consider just Independence Day for that travel period, AAA will rescue about 362,000 people along the road, across the country. So it really pays to check over the vehicle beforehand to try and avoid such problems. And then when you are on the road, make sure that you have got a good night's sleep, that you're alert behind the wheel, and that you avoid any distractions. A lot of people think that they can, go on their phone and drive the car at the same time, and we see more and more crashes every summer. So we always remind people to put the phones down, try to have a co-pilot who can handle the directions so the driver can keep the eyes on the road to keep everyone safe.
Moving from, the ground to the air, I know TSA, they're expecting a record-breaking summer as well. You know, Buffalo Niagara International Airport is seeing a lot of passengers come through their places and, coming through security and trying to get them off to their destinations. They have their own way of saying come to a certain time before getting to their flights. What kind of tips do you think that people should know about when it comes to traveling across the country and flying places?
AAA always recommends that travelers get to the airport at least 90 minutes before their flight is leaving, because you want to make sure that you give yourself plenty of time to get through those checkpoints, to get through security. Make sure that you follow the rules so you don't have too many liquids that you're carrying on board, because they will confiscate them with the TSA checkpoints. So you want to make sure that you're always prepared and you're thinking ahead. If you consider Independence Day, AAA expects about 4 million people to travel by air, and that's up 8% compared to last year, and it's been growing every year. So we're seeing people taking the traditional road trips, but we're also seeing people saying, you know what, we're going to take time to actually fly somewhere and take a big vacation over the summer as well. And we're seeing people flying across the country and also over to Europe and more, so both domestic and international locations.
Just looking at the numbers you've been saying, that it's going to be an increase in people traveling, on planes, and an increase has been going on for years. Do you think that, like you've been kind of mentioning, that we're in a good spot right now economically in this country where people have the money, they're willing to go on these trips and make a memory. Do you think that's why it's leading to more people, you know, making a bigger trip than, say, just, you know, going down to a 2-hour road trip, you know, in the car? They're willing to go across country, you know, flight.
Unemployment is low. A lot of people are working. They have money on hand, and they want to go ahead and take these vacations. And there's that social media effect, people sharing pictures of the vacations they took, and that's inspiring other people to do the same. So we're seeing a lot of people that want to be able to share their pictures on Facebook and Instagram of their family and where they went on their summer vacation. So a lot of people are really going out there trying to make the memories. And it could be something as a road trip right here in our own backyard. We have beautiful locations, people coming into AAA looking for trips to go to the Finger Lakes and the Thousand Islands, but then some people want to go a little bit further along the East Coast to all the beaches, the ocean, down to Florida, across the country, and some around the globe. So there's something for everybody out there when it comes to travel.
Now, what about gas prices? I know that, you know, it maybe peaked out a little bit, and now we've kind of dipped a little bit back underneath $3 on the average for most gas stations around here. I know it kind of changes in different parts of the country, so depending on maybe if you're traveling to different states, you might be paying different prices. But how do you think that affects it? Because, you know, compared to last year, we are a good more than 50 cents more than gas was usually costing.
Gas prices are definitely up compared to last summer, but they have tapered off at about $3 a gallon in the Western New York area, and AAA surveys have showed that $3 is the tipping point. Up until then, people will say, you know, we'll take it. It's not going to stop us from doing anything. It's not going to affect our lifestyle. Over $3 a gallon, people will start making some modifications, maybe driving less, maybe taking a shorter road trip. So at $3, we don't expect people to really cancel their vacation plans because of high gas prices. If they got a lot higher, then maybe people would make some changes to their itinerary. Maybe if they were considering going out west to the national parks, they might stay a little closer to home right in their own backyard. But at this point, we do not expect gas prices to hinder any travel this summer.
All right. Now, is there anything else that, you know, we haven't covered? I know going back to Independence Day travel, Terrible Tuesday, I guess, is a terrible day to be traveling. If there's anything you want to mention on that.
Well, we do expect a lot of people to head out on Tuesday, the day before the 4th of July, and then come back on Sunday. And it's tricky this year with 4th of July being on a Wednesday, you know, wondering when you should leave and when you should actually try and avoid peak traffic. So we do expect Tuesday to be terrible Tuesday. A lot of people will try and get into the office on Monday, work, and then head out on Tuesday for their road trips. So expect a lot of congestion on the thruway. A lot of times with holiday travelers, they're not your typical thruway travelers, so they won't have easy pass. So a lot of times the regular commuters have easy pass. They're zipping right through there. But when it comes to holiday travelers, they're stopping. They're actually getting a ticket, paying a toll, and that really kind of leads to some congestion on the roads. So if you can travel at off times, avoid Tuesday afternoon. That's going to be one of the worst times to hit the road, and that should save you some time, but definitely be prepared and give yourself extra time when you're heading out.
Do you have any tips for, you know, people get frustrated when it comes to being stuck in traffic, and, you know, sometimes they can't really do anything about what time they can leave at, and they're just trying to get to their place as soon as possible, and they're stuck in all this traffic. How do you give any tips to people that, you know, that go through those frustrations?
AAA recommends that people pack their patience. You have to realize this is a busy summer travel season. Holiday travel will be at its peak, and you need to make sure that you're aware of this and you give yourself extra time. Try to avoid that road rage. You can't do anything about it if there are a lot of people traveling when you are. So try to make the best of it. You have kids in the car. They're saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, plan for that. Have some games prepared for them to play. My kids love to play the license plate game. Last summer we went on a road trip across the state and they found license plates from around the country. So that's a fun traditional game for you to play in the car. And things like that can just ease that, you know, stress when you're trying to stay focused on a road trip.
You know, it's just about trying to pass the time as best as you can, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't suggest that kids go on electronics, but sometimes it's a good thing if you can have a DVD player or an iPad or something in the car for them to stay occupied.
All right, Elizabeth. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you think you want to add?
Just a reminder that everyone should try and stay safe throughout the entire summer. Right now, the period from Memorial Day to Labor Day is the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers. So we want to make sure that parents are a good role model. If you're on a family road trip, make sure that you put that phone down and you're focused on the road. Set a good example for your children so that when they get behind the wheel, they realize that it's not safe to try and use their phone while they're actually driving a motor vehicle. That'll go a long way in protecting everyone on the road.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.